Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Sigourney Ragbri Executive Committee Co-Chair Amber Kephart about their pre-ride inspection event happening this Thursday.
So this Thursday, we will be welcoming around 35 to 40 pre-ride Ragbri riders. And we will offer them a meal, and it's open to the community as well. We're teaming up with Brothers Market. They're going to help cook the chicken for us. And we are going to have a sidewalk chalk competition for kids that will start around noon, and multiple entertainment options for people that they will find on July 26th as well.
What is the purpose of the ride?
This ride is a pre-inspection route. So what they do is this group just rides the entire route, the official route, to make sure that everything's okay. And any hiccups along the way, they've got ample time to get those fixed.
What time are you expecting them to get to Sigourney?
That's kind of up in the air still, but we are expecting them. We plan to serve them about 6 o'clock, but they'll probably roll into town around 3.
Will any local law enforcement be kind of helping guide them?
Nope. This isn't something that law enforcement has to get involved with, or the DOT. They make everybody aware that they are coming, but no. And no road closures or anything like that, just because it's just such a small number of people coming.
What are you looking forward to this Thursday?
Well, I am looking forward to seeing some familiar faces that we deal with regularly from the Ragbri team, and a lot of the new ones. There's a lot of new riders on this group that weren't here 2 years ago, so I'm looking forward to meeting them. And I'm really excited for them to see our town. Our town has changed a little bit in 2 years since they were here last, and we've got a lot of amazing things going on right now. We've got a lot of new businesses that have opened, and we've got a lot of existing businesses that have expanded their services. So I'm excited about that.
I saw on Facebook that there's going to be a practice ride from Sigourney to Iowa City
in a couple of weeks.
What is Sigourney doing for that?
So we're actually really excited about this, because this isn't anything to do with Ragbri. Anytime Iowa City is an overnight town, they have done this fundraiser. And so they chose us to team up with and do this fundraiser with them. And so we are going to have a breakfast at 6:30 that morning at High Dollar Auction. And we are going to provide pancakes, eggs, and sausage. And this is open to anybody. We're expecting around 400, hopefully 500 riders that will leave from Sigourney and go to Iowa City. But anybody can attend the breakfast.
How does the fundraising aspect work for this event?
So if you ride, they ask that you register. And then so the registration fee is $40, and that will cover your breakfast. And then you get your choice of the Iowa City Ragbri shirt or the Sigourney Ragbri shirt. And then we have, obviously, expenses that go into it, but we'll split those expenses, and then we split the profits as well. So it's just a 50-50 fundraiser for Iowa City and Sigourney Ragbri.
The Keokuk County Board of Supervisors passed an ordinance last week charging vendors who set up in unincorporated areas of the county during Ragbri. What are your thoughts on that decision?
Well, I don't want to speak on behalf of the rest of the committee, but for myself, I support the Board of Supervisors' decision for this county ordinance. You know, our committee alone puts in, this is like a third job for myself and a second job for many of the other committee members, and we work really hard to make sure that this event goes well and smooth and does not come back and cost us a lot of money. So to do that, we have vendors set up in town, and we have vendor fees to help offset those costs. So when people want to set up outside the county and not have to pay a vendor fee, that could really hurt us. And then also, it doesn't show off our town. We are very blessed to have a great town here, and when vendors set up outside of town, then they don't get to experience our community.
Is there anything else you'd like to mention about Sigourney's planning for Ragbri?
Just follow our Facebook page. We've got a lot of great things coming up over the next, 7.5 weeks before they get here that we're pretty excited about. We've got two amazing bands that are going to be in town that we're really looking forward to. So it will be a good time.
Yeah, and how do you think the rest of the committee is feeling right now?
Everybody's just a little tired, but but everybody's still really excited. And, you know, we just had a big meeting in Ames last week, and one of the questions that we were asked was, what is the best thing about RAGBRAI for you? And for me, it's the friendships that we're developing, the new friendships and old friendships that are rekindling. I made some amazing friendships 2 years ago when we were a pass-through town, and now I get to make new friendships with people that I might not have if it weren't for RAGBRAI.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Sigourney RAGBRAI Executive Committee Co-Chair Amber Kephart about their pre-ride inspection event happening this Thursday. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.